just foolish to think you would only eat one little popcorn at a time.
Or even two or three.
Like, yeah.
You take a fistful and shove it in your face.
Like, there's so little material inside of a popcorn. Just chew into the microphone. You know you want to. God damn it. Colin's eating chips. But, like, they just, as soon as you put a popcorn in your mouth, it, like, disintegrates into being, like, a nothing big.
Yeah.
So if you're not shoving a whole, like, gorilla paw full of fucking popcorn in your mouth, you don't even, what are you even chewing?
Nothing, really. Right.
It's silly. It's like eating one French fry. Who does that?
I'll do that depending on the French fries, though.
Really? Well, I guess if it's like a curly fries or like a steak fries, but like if you just get like a Burger King or McDonald's shoestring fries, I'm like just grabbing like five at a time.
Yeah, you usually need a couple.
Just like
the worst are Freddy's. Freddy's fries are fucking stupid.
I've only ever been to Freddy's once in my life, and I don't remember anything about it.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Culver's, basically.
Okay. Culver's is fine. Been there a few times. Did you know?
Culver's is crinkle fries, though.
You know whose fries I'm like all about right now is fucking Popeyes. They're so fucking fries? Yeah. They're like slightly breaded or something. I don't fucking know, but like they are delicious.
Well, the thing about Popeyes though is you don't have to get the fries; you can get their fucking mashed potatoes and gravy, which is even better.
But I'm just going there for the fries at this point.
Not the chicken sandwich.
The chicken sandwich is great, and it's like the size of a fucking. Like, it's a fucking half pound of chicken, man. It's a big bastard.
And it's $4.
Yeah. But
so
the fries are so
interesting
good.
That we went to this. So one day on lunch, I was like, I just want like a chicken sandwich or something. I didn't want Chick-fil-A because... Yeah. Want
to get in a little bit more on that?
Because the line to Chick-fil-A is always 7 miles long and I'm just whatever.
Yeah.
Cane's, I don't know, Cane's doesn't always do it for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'll try Freddy's, see what they have. Sure. They have good burgers. They might have good chicken sandwiches. Mm. They don't.
No.
It was too small, and it was like $6 for the sandwich alone. I'm like,
See, like not having been to Freddy's much, that was kind of my impression of, like just without much experience, I always just assume, well, that's the place. It's I picture it like Five Guys, where it's like overpriced.
Most of the stuff, not so much.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Five Guys.
Dude, Five Guys, a hamburger at Five Guys is $10.
Yeah.
What is that?
I know.
Not that good of a hamburger.
It's not. People love it, though.
It's not.
I don't get it.
Like,
their fries are garbage, too.
Their fries are garbage. Their hamburger is like,
oh, we make our fries in peanut oil, so they're soggy. Oh, and we overcook them, too.
Their hamburgers are like on par with Wendy's.
The only thing good about Five Guys is the free peanuts.
I don't like peanuts that much.
Oh.
Like, I'll eat a peanut.
Yeah.
I like honey roasted peanuts. I don't like shelled peanuts. Oh, I guess sure. I should
I like
specify.
Shelled peanuts.
I'll eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're there. Just like I hate popcorn, but I'll eat it if it's there.
Some popcorn's pretty good.
If it's like covered in like garlic salt or something.
So
kind
here's
of salt.
The thing. Popcorn, they make these like seasoning things you can pour on them.
Oh, yeah.
The garlic parmesan one, pretty good.
Yeah.
Doria gets the big things of white cheddar.
We used to have those when I was in the apartment.
Yeah.
I had, like, my spice rack in my apartment was just that
just
shit.
Just those things.
Yeah.
It's like...
But I don't eat popcorn,
I'm waiting
so.
For the fucking Cool Ranch seasoning.
There's got to be one.
I mean, you would think.
There's got to be one. I think the white cheddar is the one I used to get, too.
Yeah, the white cheddar's the best one.
But, you know, that shit's good on other things, too. You, like, use it on your macaroni and cheese and shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Your ramen.
Yeah, but I put Parmesan cheese on my mac and cheese, so...
Yeah, you can do both.
I guess you could.
You can mix all sorts of powdered spices with shredded cheese into a bowl of mac and cheese, and it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you kind of need to, because plain mac and cheese is horrible.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like, I don't understand how Velveeta... I guess children don't have any kind of taste buds.
Yeah.
And I just don't get it.
They don't. That's why they think, like, garbage is delicious.
We do get this stuff.
Children eat sweet tarts and Smarties like they're not fucking cardboard.
I mean,
do you like Smarties? Do you eat bricks of chalk?
No, not so much. Oh, every once in a while, I'll see a tube of Smarties. I'm just like,
Every once in a while, I'll walk by a classroom and there'll be some chalk laying around and I'll just take a bite.
Yeah, Smarties doesn't taste like chalk. You're thinking of Necco wafers, which are the worst fucking candy ever made.
Those are bad too.
I remember when that when Necco was like, we're going out of business and we're not going to be able, not going to make Necco wafers. And people were like upset about it. I'm like, have you ever tasted those fucking things?
Are Necco wafers the
they're the ones in like the wax paper.
Okay.
That are literal. They're just Pepto-Bismol fucking tablets or whatever.
What are the shits that come in like, they're like cookies. There's a weird echo on our shit this week that I don't know if it'll come through or not. Who
cares, Trevor?
All right, fair enough. They're like they're like cross shapes on them. They look like a fucking screen, but they're like cookies. They're like wafers, like, and they come in and they're like chocolate, vanilla, and pink.
Oh, you're talking just fucking, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The ultimate grandpa cookie?
Some of those are actually pretty good. So Voortman is a brand that makes those.
You know what I'm talking about,
right? Yeah, yeah, they're just like the sugar wafer cookies.
Yeah. My grandpa always used to, these will put hair on your chest.
Or diabetes in your body.
I'm like, that does not, at fucking 8 years old or whatever, I'm like, that does not make me want to eat these disgusting cookies, right. Grandpa.
Some of them are really fucking good now. They have like ridiculous flavors though.
Yeah.
It's not just chocolate, red, and white.
Yeah, they used to just be fucking white, brown, and pink.
Yeah, they're not even flavors, they're just color.
Yeah.
No, they got like fucking just peanut butter ones. Ooh. And yeah, they got some pretty good ones out
anything
there.
Peanut butter. I don't buy
those things very often, but Menards sells like all the variety of their flavors.
All right.
So keep your eye out.
I've been in Menards a lot this past week.
Menards is great. It's one of my favorite places to go.
I bought some new work gloves from Menards.
Yeah.
It's like $25 fucking Impact.
Yeah, you know, I bought some of those because I have a job where that's kind of necessary. I stopped buying those because those gloves fucking suck and wear out.
Which brand did you buy?
It doesn't matter what brand you buy. I'll Mechanics let you know. Fall apart.
These haven't yet. And they protected my hands from 100 nails this past week.
I mean, that's good. I don't know why you're getting whatever. Anyway.
Demolition?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Demolition. Have you seen my basement?
Not since...
have you seen my basement as it was being demolished?
Yes.
Do you have to ask why there would be random anything that might stab or wound me?
I forgot that you're still tearing things down.
I'm done. It's gone.
Yeah?
Like, the exterior, I'm just going to leave. It's fine. I had my dad come over and, like, give me his fucking approval, and he's like, this will be fine. Just bolt it to the top and bottom. Once the boards are together, it'll all be fucking solid as a rock. I'm like, okay. So I'm going to start hanging drywall soon. I got two little panels up under my stairs, but like I got the ceiling in the bathroom down there out. I got the last of that chunk of wall that was around my fucking furnace out.
Yeah.
It's different looking down there, even from last week.
Sure.
And all that garbage out into the dumpster. Nice.
Yep. Nice.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Because now all I have to do is hang drywall and then build those walls, so... Hopefully, I'll actually start doing it.
Yeah, you can still call Connor.
I called him to ask his advice on something.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm disregarding his advice because it won't... For what I'm doing, his advice was not functional. Well, I just called to ask him, do you hang drywall horizontal or vertical? He's like, well, we were doing it all horizontal because we were just lining up with what was there. And
most places do it horizontal.
Yeah, but that's wrong.
It's not.
No, I mean, it's literally wrong. So the way drywall is set up. So you have a panel of drywall. It's 8 foot by 4 foot, right?
Uh-huh.
Shaped like a rectangle.
Yeah.
The long sides bevel in.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be stacked next to each other.
Yeah, it's so you can put putty there.
Yes.
And not have a lump.
Exactly. Yeah. If you put them horizontal, if your wall is longer than 8 feet... You can't do that.
How do you do it across then, Trevor?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's,
your ceilings are always going to be more than or less than 8 feet tall.
They're not.
Well, in most houses.
They're not. But I guess what I'm saying is I go to a lot of construction sites.
Yeah.
I never see them hang it vertically. It's always horizontal.
Yeah.
Always.
Because they're lazy and wrong.
I mean, you would think that, but I don't think that's the case here.
No, by all accounts online, people do that because it's easier because your 2x4s aren't always going to be spaced right.
Yeah.
And that way it's less cutting is what it boils down to.
Hmm.
But for my basement, I'm doing vertically because it's just going to be easier and sturdier.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see if it holds.
I mean, it will.
We'll see.
That's not the problem.
We'll see.
That's not the issue.
We'll see. I saw that wall.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
We will.
We will see, Colin.
We will.
We will see.
Okay, so after a year, if it's still standing.
Yeah.
I'll buy you dinner.
Okay, will you ever pay me the fucking Wii bet that you lost or the Switch bet that you lost? How about that? If I win this bet, you have to pay me the $5 from the Switch bet.
That one's still ongoing.
It's not.
Yeah, it
was $10 million before its first year.
No,
and it was like $12 or $13 million.
Fake news.
Year.
Fake news.
God damn it.
It's also fuck the Switch.
Such a good console.
How can they sell 10 million? They don't even have any.
That's because they sold so many of them. The reason they're out of stock right now is because Nintendo's production has plummeted because of the corona shutdown.
Sure it is. I can still get a Sega Genesis Mini. Losers.
It's because nobody bought those because they're
you mean everybody
trash.
Bought those
no
because they're awesome.
They're a dumpster fire of a piece of shit.
It's actually pretty funny, all the reviews I'm reading, people are like, this is probably the best mini console that's come out.
Yeah better than the Super Nintendo Mini.
Well, because there's way more fucking games on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Super Nintendo Mini's got like 18 games, I think.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
It's less than the other
the
one.
The NES was like 26 or something.
Yeah. I think it was like half of however many the NES had.
It wasn't even that.
The problem is, look, it had almost everything it needed to have. It had Super Mario World.
Yeah.
It had Legend of Zelda. It had Super Metroid.
Yeah.
If it had Chrono Trigger, it would have only needed those four games and it would have been worth the money.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I think that was worth it to people just because it had fucking Earthbound on it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean,
that Star Fox 2 that had never come out, like just as a novelty, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a good game.
No.
Like, Star Fox wasn't particularly
I was
going to
say, Star
game.
Fox 1 wasn't a good game.
It was at the time.
And anybody who really likes Star Fox games or the characters within,
well,
it's just kind of dumb.
They're furries.
They're kind of stupid people.
Oh, anybody who likes that game is dumb as shit.
Yeah, idiots.
Probably got dropped on his head a lot as a baby. I like the one on Nintendo 64 a lot, but it's not as good as if you want that style of game, but better. The Rogue Leader games, the Rogue Squadron games are awesome. Star Wars Rogue Squadron and Star Wars Rogue Leader Rogue Leader was on the GameCube and
yeah.
It was fun as shit.
I like the Colony Wars games on PlayStation. Those were pretty fun.
I don't think I ever played those. Yeah. I was never super into those on-rails, like, shooter kind of games.
Yeah, Colony Wars wasn't on-rails. It was open space.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I just remember Colony Wars 2. There was a cheat code for it. It was like Invincibility Commander Jeffer.
Yeah.
That was the cheat code you put in, the password.
Right on.
Yeah, you were just saying something that made me think of something. I forgot.
Must have been super important.
Super duper. Oh, they just put out remasters of the Command & Conquer, like 1 and 2.
Yeah?
That's kind of cool.
I just found out something fucking that blew my brain.
What?
I was talking to April the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, I'm getting real back into StarCraft. So I'm getting real back into StarCraft 2.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm trying to.
Sorry.
Turns out I'm 40.
Yeah. You don't have the fucking. You don't have the dexterity or the
I didn't have the
synaptic responses to play it.
I didn't have that 10 years ago when the game was new and we were doing a podcast about it.
I mean, to an extent, you were better than basically everybody else that was playing, except maybe Joe Bullis.
Yeah, that's a fact of our group.
Yeah. Well, yes, I know.
I cannot. Like, it doesn't help that it's been fucking probably 6 or 7 years since
playing,
I've even
man.
Turned the game on. So I don't know what any of the units from... Because there's been two expansions since the original game.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know any of the new units. I don't know any of their abilities. But more than that, I just don't remember any basic build orders or how anything works anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm scouting. I don't know. Well, I don't know the response to anything. I don't even know what builds out of that building anymore.
I mean, you just got to practice, dude.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I don't know if I...
Part of it's putting a lot of goddamn time into that game.
Which I used to do.
I know.
I mean...
It's a fucking time vampire, man.
I probably put more time into that than WoW.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Insane.
Because, I mean, I had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games played back when I used to play that. And a game can be, 30 minutes to an hour or whatever. And I had a group of online friends that's all we did was talk about StarCraft. Like, on the internet, I was in this chat room of, like, your fucking, Shining Force people. But, like, all we did was talk about StarCraft 2, StarCraft 2 strats. Like, there was a couple of, like... semi-pro guys in there who hung out with us that we talked to a lot. So, like, we were real deal fucking StarCraft fans. Like, none of us were particularly good.
Right.
And my one buddy that, like, was also a Zerg could never beat me, and it was, like, he'd get so mad and he'd stop talking to me for, like, weeks on end. And it's the funniest shit. My buddy Foose, because I would just cheese him because I'm no good.
Yeah. So,
I just built Banelings and hit him with Banelings.
So you'd sweep the leg, basically.
Yeah. And he'd get so fucking mad, like, irate. And he'd delete me off Facebook and block me and shit for, like, a month.
Jesus Christ.
So fucking funny, man. He's one of the funniest people alive because he just was such a fucking angry person.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm getting back into that. And I was talking to April. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been playing a lot of StarCraft. She's like, what kind of game is that? And I'm like, well, you do this, you this, you this. And, describing how StarCraft works. Build bases, build up armies. She's like, oh, kind of like Red Alert. I'm like, why do you know what Command and Conquer is? How do you not? First of all, how do you not
know StarCraft? She's got brothers.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I loved Command and Conquer. I'm like...
How's this never come up?
Like, you've played one video game ever, and that's Pokemon Go. How do you... But you've played Command and Conquer? What the fuck?
She just, like, building the Tesla coils.
That's awesome.
And watching enemy units get zapped.
Yeah. I'm like, well, goddamn. Yes, it's exactly like Command and Conquer, but fucking space marines and bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I thought that was fucking funny as shit. I couldn't believe it.
That is pretty funny.
That's been most of my week. Like, I've started watching tournaments again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Geez. I don't know why. Just, like, last week, I've been painting like a motherfucker. I painted up the rest of my Warcry warband. I painted a bunch of terrain.
Yeah.
In between demoing my basement, painting minis, I'm just like, I kind of want to play a game of StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
And
fuck that noise.
And then I've been watching StarCraft 2 tournament clips all week, and I'm like,
interesting.
It's all the same fucking people playing. I just watched the TSL grand finals today, and it was Innovation versus Sue, and I'm like, I know all these names. These are all the same people.
Well, that makes sense, just because
I watched Stefano play somebody the other day.
Oh geez.
Yeah.
Who was the one is it White Raw?
Yeah. That's why I posted the other day. You make expense and then defense it. White Raw was the best.
Yeah.
Fucking, he was like a fucking 30-some-year-old man playing Protoss and still somehow hanging with the fucking 19-year-olds.
I know. They called him Grandpa, which is funny because he's in his 30s.
Yeah. Like,
what?
Fuck, man. A lot of them went back to Brood War, though, when Brood War Remastered came out, which was just Brood War but with HD sprites. And a lot of pros went back to Brood War after that happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Whoops.
No, I think they did it on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they probably fucking put in all kinds of region or like how StarCraft 2, you have to play tournaments on Blizzard servers. I'm betting when they released Remastered, they fucking locked all that tournament shit down so they could make money on it.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah. I did not go back to Brood War because fuck that noise.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time you played StarCraft 1 is.
Dude, I never played it that much when it was fucking out. So
that game is hard.
Well, that's why I didn't fucking play it. Yeah. Fuck that shit. I don't have The patience.
When you can only select 12 units at a time.
Yeah.
And you're controlling like 60 units in control groups of 12.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, limitations of computers in 1998. Sure. But fuck, man.
So this week, what I did was Friday, I went and bought a new stove.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Nice.
Stoves are expensive.
Yeah. Let me tell you, as
everything's expensive,
as a homeowner, buddy, let me tell you, appliances, they ain't cheap.
No,
but
guess what? Now white appliances more expensive than stainless.
Yeah,
which, that makes sense.
I wish I had replaced everything at once and replaced it all with stainless steel, but I didn't. So I'm gonna stick with white.
I'm doing everything one at a time with stainless. So yeah. I have a mismatched kitchen now. I need a new fridge now. I don't need one, but
yeah.
Our fridge is I hate side-by-side fridges. I hate our side-by-side fridges because a third of it is taken up by an ice maker. That doesn't fucking work anyway. So fucking dumb.
I use my ice maker all the time.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
And on newer ones, they don't take up near as much room. This thing is this fucking tall.
Yeah. I mean, mine's pretty big, but the problem with it is, you don't have, like, that's, the freezer is tiny. Like, I can't buy a big old box of 40 hamburgers and put it in my freezer.
I want one of the ones with the drawers on the bottom. Those are fucking nice.
Those are nice, and I should have bought one of those.
Yeah.
I should have, but I really wanted the ice maker because I hate scooping ice.
Yeah, and I
use that ice maker almost every fucking day.
I don't
day.
Even use ice. I don't give a fuck.
I drink ice water constantly.
Yeah, I just tap water for I don't care.
Or if I'm drinking like 2-liter Coke, I always put ice in my Coke.
Yeah, that's fair.
Also, when I was a little kid, my grandparents had a water thing in the door and I've wanted it ever since. And I'm a fucking 40-year-old man, Colin. If I want a water maker in my fridge, I'm gonna get one.
Yeah.
I'll buy a deep freeze if I need more fucking freezer storage.
Yeah, that's also another thing to think about is getting a deep freezer.
The problem with that is I don't want to carry it into my basement, and that's where it would have to go.
Right. I mean,
I could put it in the garage, but my garage is already barely any. If I put it in my garage, I'm going to have to gut my garage and redo it.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah.
Like, which I kind of want to do anyway to get rid of.
Your car just kind of fits in there.
Yeah.
As it is.
Yeah. Like, yes. I have plenty of length.
Yeah.
But no width.
That's what she said.
That's kind of the opposite of my other problem, which is plenty of width, but no length.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how was your week? What'd you do? Play any 10-year-old video games, Colin?
No, I didn't play any fucking video games. What did I do all week? We watched a lot of the Great British Baking Show.
Sure.
Because it's great. Just finished Collection 4.
It's great's right there in the name.
Because they don't do seasons. They do collections.
They collections or series?
These are collections.
Okay. Because like Doctor Who was always series.
Yes. I fixed some speakers. I sold some stereo equipment.
Yeah, like you do.
Like $800 worth of stereo equipment.
Nice.
That's what paid for my stove.
Nice. Fuck, man.
That's
all right.
Yep. That's how I got my washing machine. Yeah. That's how I get everything. Fuck using a credit card.
Just God, I wish I had some kind of marketable skill.
You do. So market it.
What? Painting?
Yes.
It's a full-time job I don't have time to do.
It's a hobby that you do anyway.
Yeah, but...
So make money on it.
The problem is...
It's not going to be enough money. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it is.
Still making money.
I wouldn't ever make $800. I'd make $40 for like... a week's worth of work.
No, and I don't mean, I'm talking like doing the like toys and shit.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, people pay more money than that for those things. They do.
I don't know, man.
They do.
And for the amount, like, that Rat King I painted you, the snake scare you?
Yeah.
That Rat King I painted you took me probably like 40 hours of work.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could do it faster now because I'm a better painter than I was then.
Right.
But
precisely,
I'm not going to sell that for more than $30.
Yes, you would.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know.
I was talking to somebody about that, and they're asking me if I knew somebody who did that, and I'm like, I know a couple of people who do that. I don't know what they sell, and they're like, oh yeah, the things more than $100 a piece.
Is this guy you worked with? Who wanted to paint the fucking
no, different guy.
What the fuck is that army called?
His
the janitors.
The janitors.
Custodies.
Yes. No, it wasn't him.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, what did he want painted? Let's talk business on our
podcast. No. Somebody was just asking me, in general about people who do that kind of shit.
I mean, I don't know.
I think I brought up like a picture or something of somebody doing said work. And yeah.
I think if I was going to try to paint anything for money, I would just do terrain because there's less time doing little tiny details on terrain because it's terrain just by the nature of it. It's less detail oriented. You just want it to look good on a table. And most of it is done by airbrush.
That's fair.
And let me tell you, I fucking love airbrushing. Like if I could never pick up a little paintbrush and just somehow airbrush everything, I would paint all the details. So much more, dude. And I'm getting closer. Like obviously there's always going to be tiny details you have to brush, but like, every day I'm getting better at fucking doing tiny, tiny lines with my airbrush, and it's fun. That's cool. Speaking of 10-year-old video games, before we get off that, I also played some Minecraft last week. I bought Minecraft.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've been wanting to... I haven't played Minecraft in a while, and I'm like, man, I kind of... But I don't own it. I never owned it.
Yeah.
I was just playing...
The first one Chuck gave you, right?
Sean.
Oh, was it Sean?
Yeah.
It was Chuck.
It was Sean... And then the problem was it changed the way you logged in from just a username and login to you had to authenticate with your email. And Sean wasn't going to give me his email address to authenticate his Minecraft so I could play it. I'm like, yeah, duh, of course not. Why? That would be retarded. Mm-hmm. So I just never played it again. And I'm like, I kind of want to craft. I just kind of want to go dig in a mine. So I was like, weird. I bought it.
So I don't know.
Ben and Mimsy have a server, so I bought it and went and fucked around on their server for a little while.
Gotcha.
I played about 5 hours, a couple hours a day for a couple days, and then
that's what I might do this weekend.
Play Minecraft? This week.
Doria's going to be out of town, so I think I'm going to play.
Jerk off in every room of the house?
No.
Yes, you are. Don't lie to me.
No.
I know how it works.
I was going to play Terraria.
Oh, yeah.
They just put out a new, the final fucking patch.
Hit me up if I'm awake while you're doing it. Okay. I'll come play with you.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure I own that.
Yeah. Connor said they just put out a new patch for it, and he said it's pretty cool.
Final patch. I guess they added a shit ton to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never really got into Terraria because, I
put a lot of hours in that game.
The thing I like about Minecraft is, building buildings.
Yeah.
And Terraria is more of a video game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, you can do that, but you're limited by two dimensions into just how creative you can get, at least in my opinion.
I don't know. Until then, until you go and watch one of Connor's fucking worlds and you're like, what the fuck? How did you?
Oh, man.
Dude, he had traps. So anything that would walk near his shit would just get hit by a turret.
Nice.
If they stepped on a certain block.
Nice.
I was like, that's pretty impressive.
Dude.
Then he used to do the cool spaceships up in the air.
Yeah.
That was always pretty neat too.
Watching him play, I started playing Zelda again because of watching his fucking, watching him kill fucking, what are the big fucking.
The Guardians?
The Centaurs.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck are those things called?
The Lynels.
Yeah. Watching him kill Lynels like a fucking ninja, not even getting hit, just doing backflips and murdering the fuck out of him. I'm like,
I never did it that way.
I always just died a bunch and then ran away like a bitch.
And Trevor, turns out we're old and suck at video games.
Well, I'm playing again because I'm going to kill a
Lynel. Did you get the...
I might buy it. I haven't yet.
Just fucking do it.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't really need it. There's already so much to do in that game.
Yeah, but do it because it adds more.
Yeah, I know.
The quest to get the motorcycle is kind of fun too.
Yeah. I'll probably, once I'm a little later into it, I probably will. Once I've started burning out on some of the other, maybe not until I get the Master Sword so I can do the Master Sword upgrade quest. The
trials.
Yeah.
Fuck. They're so the first one you go through, you're like, oh, that was easy. You're like, oh, there's two more.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
there's some challenging shit.
I mean, I guess I need to buy that DLC because there was just no content in the game. And anybody who would play that game knowing that there was DLC, that are just fools because...
I'll never understand it.
Because the 100 hours of content in the base game is completely...
But it was day one DLC.
It's just completely fucking pointless.
That's like
because
the
there
worst,
was a couple hours of
that might be the
DLC.
Worst hill I've ever seen anybody die on.
I know.
Because he missed out on one of the greatest games ever fucking made.
Yeah. Literally.
Like, I don't get it. Instead, he plays Dark Souls.
In my opinion, it's...
Which, don't all the Dark Souls games now have, like, day one DLC?
They always have.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's
different, though.
I think it might literally be the best video game ever made.
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
Just the depth of shit you can do in the... And every time I watch, like, somebody's video of something else, like, oh, that works like that?
Yes! That's...
Holy shit!
Yeah. You know, maybe I should have Connor come on and we can do a retrospective on it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
We could get Fleer on, too.
Yeah.
Just have a big old...
Fleer won't come on. He hates us.
I know. What a jerk. Yeah. He's too busy fucking playing with his stupid dog.
Being a hipster.
Being a hipster with his corgi.
Yeah.
That he didn't even name after Cowboy Bebop. What a loser.
Once you said, well, you know, it's funny, the Cowboy Bebop theme music was playing in my head.
Yeah.
When you said that. I mean, the corgi part.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I should play some games. I need a different setup. So now my laptop is like, can actually play games at a decent level.
Yeah.
You
need to get one of these types of things that hooks my laptop up to my television over there.
No, I want... See, my problem is where to do it. I don't really have a desk an area to put a desk at.
Just get it like a littler desk. Like my little rolling desk that I have my airbrush on.
Yeah, maybe. I have a little laptop desk, but it's a piece of shit and doesn't fit on my couch.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Also,
I
mean, it's hard to play PC games on a couch or a soft chair.
It is.
You need to be rigid. I don't know why, but you need to be rigid to play PC games.
It really does help.
You really need posture.
Even browsing the internet
on
a PC helps like that.
All right, I'm gonna take the podcast a little blue for a second.
Okay.
Doesn't it suck that, like, to browse the internet, you need that rigid chair, but once you get to work on yourself, like, the chair just gets in the way? You're like, I need to be sprawled out to finish up. Why is this chair here? Like, I need a reclining computer. I need a computer chair that transforms into a recliner so I can go between browsing and, you know, getting to work.
You know,
what I'm saying.
They make those.
Like, my chair leans back.
No, they make ones that go completely flat.
Okay.
Like, you're laying down.
That's what I need. I also need the armrest to go away.
Yes.
Because, like, my elbows get thrown out to the
side.
But
they're expensive.
And I'm like, well, now I can't work my forearm like I need to because this armrest is in the way. You know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like I'm fucking some kind of weirdo. Colin.
I mean, I don't see why it's a problem for you. Every chair you sit in fucking shatters underneath your large weight.
I fucking wish this stupid fucking desk chair. I bought this fucking Kathy Ireland chair a couple years ago before
because you didn't want to listen to me.
What did you say?
I recommended a fucking chair that was actually comfortable, and you're like,
but I would have had to wait 6 weeks to get it.
No, you wouldn't have.
It was I needed it quicker than it would have arrived.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I had to order it online, and it was like a week out.
But you're like, I'm going to order this one. It's going to be great.
I didn't. I just went to the store and bought it.
And that's terrible. What store did you buy it at?
Furniture Mart.
That's your first. Well, I mean, that's probably your first problem. You should have gone to Office Depot.
I did, but I don't know. I'm probably going to go back and buy a chair from Office Depot now.
And really? If you're like serious about it, just get a fucking steel case chair.
Yeah.
They'll never break and they're comfy.
See, that's my problem. I want to be able to sit in it to make sure that my tailbone isn't going to hurt. I need to borrow a chair for 6 hours so I can know that it's not going to hurt my fucking tailbone.
Get one with a mesh seat.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go.
Those are probably the best way to go.
Because
eventually the fucking, if it's padded, it's going to wear out.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's going to wear out, but.
Well, my problem with my chair I had before was there was no back support, so my lower back would always be killing me by the end of a game session. But this one, my back feels great when I'm done, but like something about the way the seat is designed, it just fucking jams into my tailbone or something. Yeah. And after like an hour, like it hurts so fucking bad.
I mean, everybody fucking gets some DX racers. They must be kind of comfortable.
I kind of want that. There's like a
Batman one.
Yes, that Batman. Is that a steel series?
No, it's not a steel case, but I don't know what it is. But
whatever brand that Batman one is.
I know. I always see it and I'm always like, I should link Trevor.
It's like $300.
He doesn't
want
to spend that money on it.
No, I don't. But I kind of also do.
Sell some toys that you paint.
Find me somebody who will pay me $100 for my shitty paint jobs. And also be willing to wait like 6 months for me to, you know.
Well, that's the thing. You don't do commissions.
Yeah.
You just do them. And when they're available, be like, hey, got this thing ready to sell.
That's the other problem is like for what I paint, it doesn't really work like that because people are like, well, I need my orc army painted in this specific configuration.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm talking toys.
Yeah.
Not
you know what I should do that would be both inexpensive and probably could sell all right is just make custom terrain, like foam core terrain.
Yeah.
Because I bet I could sell that for, you know, even if it's only like $20 for a terrain building, like it's $5 of material tops.
Yeah.
And it's almost all airbrush work and super quick and easy. Like that fucking ruined castle I have.
Yeah.
Like that was very cheap and very minimal work. Hmm. So I bet I could sell shit for like that for an okay amount of money.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe once I get my workspace set up downstairs, I'll actually think about maybe seriously making an Etsy shop or something. I don't know. We'll see, Colin.
We will see. We will see.
Point is, Legend of Zelda is a good game.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing game.
Fuck.
It's incredible. I've been kind of thinking about it. I'm like, I should put that in and try to find the final shrine. I think I'm missing like 14 shrines. And
the last five, I ended up just like, all right. I would spend just hours zigzagging across the map like this, and I just couldn't find like the last five. One of them was so obvious and out in the open, I don't know how I missed it.
Yeah, that happens.
There's one, so the Gerudo City, there's one just right behind the Gerudo City.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the south of it.
Yeah.
It was a hidden shrine, so like you had to put a thing in a thing to make it pop up out of the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
But like it was such an obvious, there's a shrine hidden here.
Yeah.
That I don't know how the fuck I missed it. I just funny. Like never went in that little oasis for some reason.
Huh.
Yeah. I felt like a fucking idiot.
I mean,
some of the other ones were like way buried deep in the middle of a stow field somewhere. Shit like that. Places that I'm like, well, I'm not going all the way down in there.
Right. Yeah. Those ones are stupid. The ones you have to do puzzles like before you even realize
where it is. They don't pop up on the shrine sensor at all.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a couple of those.
That map is so big.
I know. It's so fucking fun.
I don't know if it's like necessarily bigger than any other map. It's just so...
There's so much detail and there's no...
And depth.
There's not a whole lot of empty space.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing. There's always fucking... There's always something to discover. And with the amount of tools you have, you can fucking... You could do a lot with it. It's really cool.
It's like there's so much like verticality to the terrain that it really...
Yeah.
It makes it... Like, even if it's only like a square mile, it's like also a mile up.
And a lot of it, yeah.
So there's so much fucking ground area to fucking traverse.
And, you know, it's funny, too, because I was talking to Connor about that, and I'm like, I think the Gerudo Desert's like my least favorite fucking zone.
Yeah.
And that's because there's none of that.
It's huge and open and flat. Yeah.
It's stupid.
I mean, there's some fun parts of it. I like riding the fucking sand whales or whatever the fuck they're called.
Fine, but.
But yes.
Yeah. And agreed. Then when you learn how to cheese the big fucking monster that flies around in the sand.
Yeah.
That's always fun, too.
Yeah.
The first time I fought him, he whooped my ass. And then I'm like, oh, you just have to find something solid to stand on and he can't fucking hit you.
Throw bombs at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw bombs in his mouth and then fucking jump down, beat the shit out of him, jump back up there.
Right, I'm going to call into work today and just play Zelda.
That's a good idea.
Oh, fuck. Did you do anything else this week?
Not really.
All right. You got any stories or anything?
Well, let's see here. Hold on. Face
recognition. We talked a lot about video games this week.
My phone.
This is the podcast I wanted to make when we started making podcasts.
Do not buy an LG phone. I bought an LG phone because I was like, this thing's got an awesome headphone amp in it. Yeah. Like, it'll power my big headphones.
How long ago did you get this one?
A year.
Okay. This isn't the one you recommended me a while ago?
Probably not. No, that was the Google Pixel.
Okay.
Pixel phone's actually a pretty nice phone.
Someday I'm going to need a new phone, but I'm going to drive this one into the dirt, and it's like 3 or 4 years old and somehow still functions.
Well, this one, the fingerprint sensor just stopped.
Oh, I don't want a phone with one of those.
Yeah.
Fuck those.
Until you get one, and then you're like, well, I never want anything else.
Eh.
I don't know. It makes browsing a lot easier.
Eh.
also logging into shit because there's a lot of apps that you can log in with your fucking, like your banking,
that's kind of
your
cool.
banking apps and shit. You can log in with your fingerprint.
I don't usually do any of that shit on my phone.
I do because I found out that you can deposit checks on my phone and fuck ever having to go to an ATM.
Again. I don't ever have checks.
Oh yeah, I do. So
everything is switched to forced auto deposit 12 years ago. So
I forgot. I switched and worked for a really small company
that's just totally get paper checks. Yeah.
Jose Canseco says racism in our country has to be destroyed by military force.
I mean, sure.
It's so funny.
Yeah. It worked in Germany.
Right.
They got rid of all the racism by getting rid of all the races.
Yes.
Idiot.
I think he's joking.
A Jose Canseco bat. Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
You're
supposed to say 2-for-1 sale, pal.
God, did I? Fuck, I really don't have much of anything, do I? Did I tell you? Did I talk about how Sega announced they're releasing a Game Gear Micro, like a Game Gear Mini?
No.
So they're releasing a fucking. A new Game Gear.
Yeah.
Which is an old Game Gear.
Yeah.
Game
Gear is their handheld console for people who don't know. And it was cooler than the Game Boy because it had a color screen.
And backlit.
It was dumber than the Game Boy because the batteries lasted about 12 minutes.
That's true. Because it had a color screen.
Because it had a color screen that was backlit. So great idea, but way ahead of its time.
Poor execution, which was... pretty much... Great idea... Way ahead of its time.
That's the Sega Genesis story?
That's the Sega story. Well, anyway, I'm reading it, and there's four different ones, and they all have different games on it.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Oh, that's weird. So,
well,
I guess I...
That was weird. I was like, oh, that's stupid. I have to buy it. And then the yellow Game Gear Micro has Shining Force Gaiden, Shining Force of Sword of Haya, Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict, and another Shining Force that's I don't know how to translate. So they have one that's just Shining Force games, and I'm like, well...
Yeah, you're done.
I'm sold on it, and fuck everything else, because that's all I ever want on my Sega consoles is to release a Sega mini console with nothing but Shining Force games on it.
Colin, you are a techie kind of guy. You mod electronics.
I can. I don't really do it.
You have a Nomad still, right?
Yes.
Why haven't you put some kind of rechargeable ion lithium battery in there yet? That'll actually give you battery.
There's
life.
Mods for it.
Because that thing is the coolest thing ever made, except it takes 17D batteries and it lasts about 3 minutes.
There's mods for it. I did the LCD mod. LCD upgrade mod because the old one really kind of sucks for anything with movement.
Sure.
And you just find there's this little 4:3 fucking backup monitor for a car. You gutted that thing and put the screen in it.
But already would fucking run a little bit longer on the batteries.
Because, it does. It does run longer.
But if you put like the battery that's in any other handheld, like those fucking, like whatever's in a Switch now or whatever is
They made a rechargeable battery for that.
Right. But I'm talking modern technology.
No, I know. But what people were doing was the problem is you can't fucking get those things for less than $60.
Sure.
Because you need that case to connect to it. And basically what people do is you take it and you fucking gut it and swap it out with
a laptop battery or something.
It's a Sony digital camera battery.
Yeah.
You swap it out with that digital camera battery, and it gives you fucking 8 or 9 hours of fucking playtime.
That would be fucking awesome.
But unfortunately, the Nomad has other issues.
Sure.
One of which, don't jar it at all.
Yeah.
Like, don't move it while you're playing it, because sometimes the cartridges go, and your game stops.
Yeah.
It's not, again, way ahead of their time, fucking brilliant, but at the same time, kind of poorly executed.
What if you tape the cartridge in there nice and snug?
I don't think that'll matter.
Oh.
Yeah. Again.
Nomad is... So for people who don't know, the Sega Nomad is...
it's a Sega Genesis, but it's portable.
Yeah. It's
a little bit bigger than the Game Gear.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that looks like, it's about the size of an Atari Lynx. if you don't know what that is...
It's about the size of a lunchbox. Lengthwise, but not necessarily widthwise.
Yeah.
But it's also a color screen and backlit, and but it plays Sega Genesis cartridges.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, for 1994 or whenever the fuck that came out, that was 10 years ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking cool, man.
You know what I always wanted?
What's that?
So, at the very end of the Genesis life.
Yeah.
They released a...
What's the opposite of a Genesis? If the Genesis is beginning, if Genesis is alpha, what's the omega word for it?
It'd be the revelation. Sega revelation.
At the revelation of the Genesis.
they made one that was a Genesis.
Yeah.
A 32X and a Sega CD all in one. And it was like fucking, it was about the size of a GameCube, but like less, not as high. Yeah.
That's cool.
They're rare as fucking and not cheap.
I bet.
I saw one at Gamers years ago, and they wanted like $140 at the time. That was a lot of money for me. So yeah. I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
But although, it'd be cool to own. Although you really think about it, video games are kind of a weird thing where like inflation hasn't affected them.
Yeah.
Somehow, magical way.
Because
I know part of it, the technology's cheaper.
Well, also you can pirate anything now.
Yeah. True.
Especially for like old shit. Old shit's never going to be worth super amounts of money except for like to collectors who want that aren't even good games. They want like fucking that fucking Nintendo Olympic sports thing that's like a $20,000 cartridge for no reason. But like you can any video game pretty much ever made, you can probably find and play on computer.
It's a fact. It's not as fun though.
Yeah. I agree. There's something to be said for, you know, the controller and playing it on your shitty old TV and everything.
So when these mini systems were coming out, everybody was like, just get a Raspberry Pi. I'm like, I don't know that you understand why I want this.
Yeah.
Like,
it's cute.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's a little fucking Nintendo that's like fucking the size of a coaster. It's adorable. Yeah, it's
all chibi.
Yeah.
But...
No, these fucking, you know what? These fucking idiots saying, get a Raspberry Pi, have a wall of Funko Pops behind them.
More than idiot. Like, yeah, I know. Just have a picture of them.
Yeah.
Dorks.
Dum-dums.
It's so fucking weird to me, though. I just saw that argument every time people were like looking for the NES Mini or the SNES Mini. Just build a Raspberry Pi.
Like, I have all those games on my...
Maybe just jump off a fucking building and shut the fuck up. Like, first of all, building a fucking emulation computer is probably not as easy for most people as you might think. It's not difficult.
No, but...
But also, one of the things... So I built a Raspberry Pi because that's the shit I do. Or the phone with the fucking video games. Problem with it is... The emulators that it comes with aren't always... They're not universally compatible with the ROMs you have.
Yeah.
So you run into a problem where, like, two-thirds of the games you have on there won't load until you go in and fucking do some stupid configuration and trial and error until it functions.
Right.
I'm like, who the fuck wants to do that when I can go out and buy this one that just fucking works? Oh, also,
right.
If I'm really going to get into it, I can literally fucking load any game I want onto it.
Yeah.
So go fuck your face.
Like, the emulation is already done.
You're right.
Yeah. Like, I know a thing or two about computers. Not a lot, but I can get by.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to load the easiest... So I bought Minecraft. And to play on Ben's server, I needed to go get these two mods.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like three things I had to download and then unzip and then just put in a folder.
Yeah.
Easy. But I was throwing a tantrum the whole time. I was like, I don't want to do this shit to play a video game. I just want to turn the video game on. Why do I need to install all this stupid bullshit?
Because you're a babby.
Yes. I was throwing a fit the whole time.
And that's most people feel that way.
Yeah.
And let me tell you.
That's why iPhones are so fucking popular.
So my job every day, I work with technology, mm-hmm. you know. It's audio, video, home theater stuff.
Sure.
I have to train people on how to use any of it. They when you show people, we use these, we have these remote controls. They're universal remotes I program on a computer.
Yeah.
They're as stupid simple as you could possibly fucking get.
Are there more than one button?
There are more than one button.
Ah,
I know. It's got a screen that says, watch TV, watch fucking Apple TV, and people fucking can't figure it out. So do I hit the power button? No, just hit that button. It does it all for you.
Well, yeah, but I've been trained to push the power button for fucking 40 years at this point.
But how do I don't understand. What's... So, it's... Yeah, so basically, like Friday, I'm finishing up an install at a customer's house.
Yeah.
And get done. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready to fucking go. It's Friday. Yeah. I want to get back. We're going to the furniture mart after work to get a new stove. And it was like an extra 20 minutes of them going, so I don't get how... I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, just push the button and it goes. That's all you got to do.
That's it. It's just push the button that says what the thing you want.
Yes. And here, in order to get back, hit this button.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Apple TVs. Apple TVs, in order to go back.
Yeah.
To go back on an Apple TV, it's always the menu button. Every time, menu. There's no exit, just menu. Menu backs you up. Backs you up to the main menu.
I've been using a Android phone, a Galaxy, for since I started using a smartphone. You gave me this fucking iPhone to use as a camera for taking pictures of minis.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot figure out how to navigate any of it.
Yeah, it's
so fucking...
Going from one to the other is not easy.
Well, there's just a back button on a Galaxy. So if I need to get out of anything, you just hit the fucking return arrow.
It's all fucking soft buttons on the iPhone that you have to drag down from somewhere.
I have no idea, like, fucking to turn any, like, to turn Wi-Fi on and off on an Android, you just drag down at the top and it's right there. No idea where that's at on the iPhone.
I know. I don't like iPhones at all. No fucking clue.
I don't understand why everybody thinks they're so good. The camera is great.
Right.
Because that's an old-ass iPhone, and it is way better than my Galaxy.
Yep.
But it's a shitty Galaxy. But still.
Still.
Yeah.
But, like, with the Apple TV, is pretty fucking simple. The remote has 3-4 buttons.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a little trackpad on it that you can click and select things. It's got volume up and down, which you only use if you connect your TV to it.
Sure.
It's got a menu button and then a power off,
which will
shut everything down.
One of the best innovations Nintendo ever did for their controllers was when the GameCube's big green A button.
Yeah.
Like the GameCube controller, like it has as many buttons as any other controller, like 4 face buttons. But one of them is like... fucking 3 or 4 times the size of all the do button.
That's always the action button.
Giant green button right in the middle of the buttons. And that's the button that does everything.
Yeah. I think they're a little bit, they can get away with that.
Yeah.
Because
they're Nintendo.
Most of the games you're going to play on a Nintendo console are going to be made by Nintendo.
Designed for whatever their controller is.
Everything else, who gives a fuck?
Right.
You're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Whereas PlayStation, Xbox,
they're more multi-developer focused. Yeah. Whereas Nintendo is like, oh, we're building this for us. If other people want to put shit on it, cool. But we're building this to do. We have an idea for something. We have an idea for Mario, and we need to make this console to make this idea for Mario work.
Right.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Everybody else, get on board or get fucked.
Yes.
Which I like.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Because, you know, it got me Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, the best video game ever made.
It's a free country.
Yeah. All right, let me go grab my email box.
Okay.
See if we have emails. Vamp!
I don't have Vamp. We're just going to cut this out.
I'm not editing Vamp!
He's editing. He's totally going to edit. I don't have things to say. I'm not like a storyteller. Fleer's dog.
Yeah.
Took a swim.
Wow. What a
little. He bought him a little kiddie pool.
Nerd.
I think he bought that kiddie pool for himself, let's be honest.
I mean, duh. Look at him. Splashing around in a kiddie pool. What a dork. Holy shit, Colin. According to this, we have 4 emails. Let me see if they're all real emails.
Right.
Colin, we have 4 real emails.
Wow.
3 of them are from Fleer, speaking of.
No.
One of them is completely relevant to what we were just talking about.
Nice.
Fingerprint sensors on phones from Fleer.
Ugh.
Hey, the loud neighbors. I'm a few weeks behind on episodes, but I got to the part where Colin was complaining about his fingerprint sensor not working.
Yeah.
It's like we only do one episode and then just keep redoing it.
I know.
We're like the fucking, what was that motorcycle show?
Sons of Anarchy?
No, the where they just build a motorcycle.
Oh, fucking Orange County Choppers. Yeah,
we're like the Orange County Choppers of podcasts. It's just the same thing every fucking week.
Yeah.
God, that show was so dumb.
It was pretty dumb. I like the meme that came out of it, though.
Remember that your fingerprint is not protected by the Fourth Amendment. A PIN password is protected by the Fourth Amendment. Your friend in Liberty Fleer. Important to remember in these trying times of us becoming a fucking police state.
How about you just don't get in trouble?
What a dumb thing. What a dumb thing to say.
Also, I mean, I don't know what you're going to find on my fucking phone other than lots of fucking screenshots from Twitter and fucking Instagram.
I hope boobs.
I mean, that's all it is. All
right. I'm going to say, I just hope lots and lots of boobs.
That's all. That's literally all it is. All
right, good.
And then me talking about stereo equipment.
All right. You know, the two important things.
Right.
Boobs and stereos. His second email from Fleer. Forced upgrades. I should really save all my thoughts for one email. You're talking about phones being designed to fall apart and modern cars being shitty. The term you're looking for is planned obsolescence. This is actually an illegal practice in France. I'm not sure how they enforce it, though. I mean, I'm sure they don't. They're France.
Also, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can buy iPhones in France.
Yeah.
Boom!
I mean, yeah. I Expect You to Die is a very fun game. I agree. I love that game. You should come over sometime and play I Expect You to Die. It's the VR spy game, you're trapped. It's an escape room game, basically. I have it as well, and Ben come over to play it before. I'm not sure which mission you're stuck on. None. I've 100%ed that game. I don't know what I was stuck on at the time, but I've speedrun. I got all the speedrun achievements for that game, so.
Nice.
I've done everything there is to do in that game. And I want to play it more, but I get in there and I'm like, well.
We've already done this.
I've done everything. I've picked up every single thing. That game is another one where, like, there's so many different ways to do things that, like, oh, there's a circuit. You can stick a circuit in here. Or, like, it's like a big circuit. Or you can find this, like, can of fucking whatever, like a can of meat. And you can stick the can of meat in there. And because the can's metal, it works. So this shit nice. Like that. Or, like, you can pick this lock. Or you can spill something on it and short it out. Or, like, anything that you can think of, if there's an item in there, it probably works the way you think it'll work.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I got stuck on the final bonus mission when you're on a train. That's not the final mission anymore, buddy. There's two more missions after that now. I finally gave up and looked how to beat it, and a guide couldn't even help me. What they were telling me to do was inaccessible for me, so I don't know what I did wrong. I've speedrun that mission, so.
You touch yourself at night. That's what's wrong with you.
Yeah. Tell me what you're stuck on that mission, and I will tell you how to fix it. And then you can play the other two missions that are after that, because the final mission is in space. It's fucking awesome.
I saw a Donkey video of him playing a game with somebody. It's a multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Where you're like a sniper.
Yeah.
And there's the other player gets to be like the bad guy, the spy that you're trying to fucking find in like a dinner party.
Yeah.
I just don't remember the name of it.
Is it like real cartoony looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the game you're talking about. I also can't remember. There's a VR game I want to buy and have a couple of people over to play with me called Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, where one person's in a VR headset trying to disarm a bomb, mm-hmm. and there's shit on the screen, like pamphlets or whatever everybody else is going through, to like tell me which wires to cut or what to do. So I have to tell you what the bomb looks like and you have to tell me. So I'm like, well, I have the bomb looks like this. So you got to try to find the bomb in the things and then tell me which wires to cut. Yeah.
Cool party games that you can't play right now.
Yeah.
Because COVID-19.
COVID's over.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed. Quarantine's done.
It's not because Douglas County's seen a big spike.
I don't want to get too political, but I love that the CDC or whoever put out a thing that says protesting is okay unless you're protesting quarantine, then those protests are still dangerous.
What the
Literally
fuck?
A statement they put out.
What the fuck?
Or I don't know if it was the CDC or just a bunch of fucking professionals.
There's no political bias in our media.
Like, but they're like, we've deemed it safe to gather in protest for, but not to gather in protest against us. Like, imagine that.
Yeah.
idiots. Florida woman of the week is third email. This one is wordy. Florida woman calls emergency services because she is horny. I get it. That should be a thing, right? 911, but hookers?
Yeah, they have those. It's like, you know.
Just hookers?
Sex hotlines.
Yeah, but no, I don't want like a phone. I want, you know, like 6-9. I need an emergency hooker delivered to my house stat. Right? I mean, that's a thing. Maria Montanez Colon, 58, of Punta Gorda, Florida, was charged with misuse of the emergency telephone number, the Smoking Gun reported. On Saturday, she called 911 stating that she wanted her late husband's car, a Corvette, back off her son. I'm guessing her son had her late husband's car or whatever. She claimed her husband used to be an official with the New York Police Department. But when a Punta Gorda Police Department officer arrived at home, she allegedly wanted something completely different. She was making her own porn plot.
Wow.
I'm on board with everything this lady has done so far.
Oh, what does she look like, though?
I don't know. There's no picture.
That's important.
I mean, she's 58.
There's some decent-looking 58. Okay. Unless you're Cavarious, then...
Yeah.
She's moldy bread.
I mean, isn't fucking... what's her name? From Batman Forever. That's how I know her. From Batman Forever. Fuck. Not Basinger. She was in the first one. The blonde chick from Eyes Wide Shut. Nicole Kidman. Isn't Nicole Kidman like 100? She was in some Marvel or DC movie recently, and she is smoking hot still.
Yeah, she's a Scientologist, so.
Why aren't we all Scientologists is the answer. Because clearly they're immortal. Clearly they're right. Because Tom Cruise is 116 years old, and he doesn't look a day over 20.
Who drinks baby juice?
Well, we should all be drinking baby juice, because clearly they know what they're talking about, is all I'm saying.
No, he does that one shit, that adrenochrome. That's what they're all doing.
You notice how there's no new stars? Like, since the 90s, there's been no new stars. All the stars who were going to be the new stars in the late 90s died off. And, I mean, you have all the Marvel hero peoples, but even half of them are people for, like, Robert Downey Jr. and shit. But, like, once the Marvel movies are done, all the Chrises are going to be... You're never going to hear of them again. Hemsworth and...
No.
They're not going to be Tom Cruise. They're not even going to be Robert Downey Jr. They're not going to be fucking these hangers-on who are still making fucking action movies into their... They're going to be fucking Devin Sawas, who somehow never fucking followed up on anything. Aww. Right? What happened to that crop of fucking the next...
Matthew Lillard.
Right. Matthew Lillard, Devin Sawas, Justin Long, all those guys who were like the next big thing at the turn of the century and then vanished. And were replaced by the fucking...
I mean, Ryan Reynolds was that...
He's the only one who even sort of survived. They were all replaced by the fucking, the cast of Seth Rogen's and all them. And then all those guys are gone now too.
Oh my God. Like, Seth Rogen.
Oh my God. Speaking of Seth Rogen, I watched Observe and Report.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
It's bad.
It's worth watching.
It isn't.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's funny.
I watched it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Especially the scene where him and his buddy are just kicking the shit out of the skateboarders. It was so fucking funny to me. Like, they just roll up in a golf cart on these kids skateboarding at the mall parking lot and just beat the shit out of these kids. Start fucking smacking them in the faces. Yeah, it's like a dark comedy version of Paul Blart.
Is that a fucking Apatow movie, though?
I don't think so.
Fucking love Paul Blart. Those movies are Kevin James is fucking funny. I don't care.
I mean, I like his stand-up, but Paul Blart is not a good movie.
I mean, they're pretty funny.
Anyway, she wanted something completely different. Montez Colon, drunk when Officer Justin DeVoot arrived, quickly began making sexually suggestive comments.
Mm.
You are so sexy, she allegedly said, and asked the policeman if he was married. She also allegedly told him that she had not had sexual intercourse in years. And she said, I am so horny. DeVault, 31, wrote in his statement, I asked her what I could help her with, and she stated, you can fuck me. I mean, just blunt, putting it all out there. DeVault, 31, wrote in a statement, asked him, she said, she allegedly held the policeman's arm and tried to rub her hands across his chest. When he said that her actions were inappropriate, she allegedly replied, I'm bad, I know. Oh, she wanted to be punished. She said, you better handcuff me, officer.
She's like, police brutality,
man. Yeah. Officer DeVault gave Montez Cullen his business card and advised her to call the police department through a non-emergency line for non-emergencies in the future and left. Yeah, he gave her a private number on that business card, I guarantee you. He's like, look, this is happening, but not on duty. I'll be back later. Montez Cullen then dialed the emergency number for a second time said the last officer annoyed her and wanted to see another one. Officer DeVault returned with another officer and asked her why she had used the emergency number for a second time after being warned. I do, she replied, before adding she did not know any other way to have sex with him.
Goddamn.
She was arrested, handcuffed. Yeah. Later charged and taken to Charlotte County Jail.
Wow.
I don't know. Look, aren't police supposed to serve and protect, but mostly the serve part here?
No, that's actually not what the job is anymore.
Well, it should be. The
Supreme Court, I think, ruled that. No, that's not what they have to do.
I think this motherfucker should have served her up some justice. Some thick, hot justice. Just, you know, do your job, buddy.
I mean,
this is why we're out there protesting in the streets. This poor old lady can't get laid by a fucking sexy young cop. What is the world coming to where cops aren't making house calls to hot old Latin ladies?
I mean, it's very clear that she wasn't a hot Latin lady because
you don't know.
You know the story.
Well, that's not.
If she was a hot Latin lady, there would be no story.
Look, in my brain, she's what's that broad's name from fucking White Men Can't Jump?
Rosie Perez. Yeah,
it's that old Rosie Perez. Like, she's still around and human looking.
Is she?
Yeah, she was in that Batman movie recently.
Yeah.
Birds of Prey. The Harley Quinn and the fucking mile-long Birds of Prey name.
Did you see that movie?
Fuck no, I haven't seen that movie. I should, because it's a Batman movie, and I'm going to like it even if it's dog shit, because, you know, any movie that has Huntress in it, I'm going to be like, well, they put Huntress in it, so why wouldn't I like this? Right, guys? It's got the Huntress. How often you get to see the Huntress on screen? Not since season one of Arrow. Colin?
Oh my god, you're a dork!
Not since season one of Arrow have I seen the Huntress, and she's played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead? How can I not get behind that? I need to see this movie. Last email from Mimsy. The spacesuits reminded me of 2001, A Space Odyssey. Yeah, they did. Holy shit, they look just like that. Good call. How did I not make that connection?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen 2001, A Space Odyssey, Colin?
You know, I tried. Just try again.
No, you shouldn't. It's 3 hours long and nothing happens. You would fucking hate it.
Yeah.
It's one of the most beautifully shot movies of all times with some of the best special effects and like most accurate science because it's, you know, Kubrick is a crazy person whose attention to detail is next level. Also, a cool little feature is none of the computers have keyboards. Mm. It's all just voice interfaces and shit. Cool movie. You probably would hate it. Perfect. There's like hours of that movie where I don't think there's a line of dialogue.
I mean, I don't hate that.
Yeah, if it was...
That was like...
If it was 1 hour and 59 minutes, you'd love it.
Fair enough.
But it's like... I'm pretty sure it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's like almost 3 hours.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it anyway.
Yeah, worth a shot. Let me know what you think. I do think it's cool how far they have come with space technology. I went down a rabbit hole of space disasters. One of the issues with Columbia, the one that disintegrated when it came back to the Earth's atmosphere, was that NASA was working to reuse the rocket boosters, and that caused all the issues NASA had. Now it's looking like they're making huge strides. Yeah, dude, almost everything on them fucking SpaceX capsules are reusable. Like, all the fucking boosters come back and land themselves on pads. It's fucking dope. Elon Musk is awesome. Yeah, that audio quality at first was something, especially that train. You know what? I don't want to hear it. All right. God damn it. What do you want from me? We're allowed to make mistakes. I'm trying my best. Let me know what your friend thought of iPhone number one. I don't know what that means. The IFA number one. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
The Vietnamese food.
If I remember it when I talk to him.
Also,
which would be like a month.
If you're into banh mi, we have one in Bellevue that has great reviews.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Trevor, I know you're a good cat dad. Sorry, offend. It's okay. I forgive you. I would never feed my cat plants all willy-nilly.
Yeah, but you should.
Until he starts chewing on me too much, and I'm like, eat this plant, you little shithead. That'll learn you. Go have a nice trip and leave me alone, jerk.
Yeah, idiot.
Cheers, Mims. P.S. It'd be cool if the pod came out before Friday evening. Look.
It was, yeah.
Shit happens.
Difficulties.
Things come up.
How did our email start?
Life gets in the... Oh, it started with me closing it.
God damn it. Don't do that.
Give me a... The spacesuits.
Oh.
In 2001.
So I accidentally started watching the first episode of the Space Force show.
Yeah.
It is not at all funny.
Oh, wow. All these people who are surprised. I'm going to say exactly what I said on Facebook.
Here's the thing. You would think that somebody like me who likes The Office would be like, oh, Steve Carell, it's going to be great. It's not.
You know what the lesson is there? It's like, you know how you go back and you're like, Thundercats is cool. It was never good. Neither was The Office. You just liked it when it was new because you didn't fucking know any better. You associate it with good memories with hanging out with Chuck and his mom. The show was fucking bad. You associate it with good memories, so you don't notice that it's bad.
No, it's funny.
It's not.
I laugh.
And the reason I know it's not funny is because this show is exactly the same and you hate it too because you've seen past the nostalgia to see how bad the actual product is. That's what happened. You don't have the fucking good memories. So it's like World of Warcraft. Like World of Warcraft you thought was fun because of the people you played it with, but it's a bad video game. It's always been a bad video game.
I mean,
we just didn't notice because we were having so much fun hanging out and playing together.
What it was fine.
Right. What it was a terrible video game.
I mean, like for something like an online video game, like an online MMO, was the only one that was at
it was the least bad.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. It makes it good.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
Also, The Office is funny. You're wrong.
It's not.
It's funny.
It's not.
You're just wrong.
James Spader was funny on The Office.
Uh-huh.
The rest of The Office was not funny.
So was Dwight.
Only in that one season.
No, he is.
The rest of the time, he wasn't funny.
He's funny.
He has like one or two good episodes. The one where he's wearing the dummy face is pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
That's it. The end. I'm done. I've listed all the funny episodes.
You haven't.
That's not even a whole episode. That's the first 5 minutes of an episode. The rest of the episode is back to not being funny.
Yeah.
God, that show is bad.
It's fine.
You know what show is funny? Community. Watch that shit.
It was funny for like a year.
It's funny for 3 years.
Was it three?
Yes. Then season four happened, and it's four, five, and six are bad.
Yes.
Chevy Chase is the heart of that show, and without him, the show doesn't work.
Right. The old white racist guy.
Yeah.
Turns out you need him in the world.
Yeah.
For things to work.
It turns out you need a villain, or the show doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, The Office is great. Okay.
All right. We done?
You're fine.
All right. Bye.